Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ben Turney, who's CEO at Kavango Resources. How are you today, Ben?
I'm very good, thanks, Zach. How are you?
Doing fine. We haven't spoken for a long time. Plenty to catch up on. Where do we start?
Well, I guess really we should start with Zimbabwe. Towards the end of March, we made some seminal announcements there for the company with our move both into gold production and announcement of our first maiden resource.
Right. And how does that help or bolster the Kavango picture?
Well, it moves Kavango away from just being a speculative greenfields exploration play, which, as we know at the moment, there is no appetite for in the market. It moves us to more fundamental players. We look to build up our business with profitable gold production in Zimbabwe, while at the same time still maintaining that blue sky upside through our exploration efforts, both in Zimbabwe looking for large-scale bulk mineable gold deposits, and in Botswana, where we're looking for large-scale copper deposits.
And I mean, how in terms of the sort of the scalability of what you're doing, which is obviously what investors think about as well, is this going to turn a sort of a minnow into a serious player?
I believe it will. The point about the smaller scale mining that we're now engaged in is that it is scalable. There is a lot of opportunity in Zimbabwe at the moment for capital investment into existing gold producing projects, particularly processing sands. There's a lot of opportunity still in reprocessing historic tailings from historic production. Now, one of the great things about that particular model is that this is already mined material. So you're not having to go to the expense and the time and the effort and the energy of actually bringing material back to surface. This is material that is already sitting at surface and has already been processed. And because of the inefficiencies of historic production techniques, quite a lot of gold has been left behind. So the sands business for Kavango, we're expecting, is going to be quite an important one, because what that will enable us to do, or what we're aiming to do with that, is to become an operationally profitable business in our own right. So in other words, we cover up the costs of our team, we cover the costs of our exploration team as well, and we're also looking to get to a point where we're covering executive management costs as well. So that will provide us with quite a strong foundation, we hope, and that's our plan to focus on over the rest of the year. But at the same time, our core expertise and our core talents are in exploration. So in Zimbabwe, we have this opportunity for looking for large-scale bulk mineable deposits. We make the comparison between Western Australia and the bulk mining boom that happened there in the mid-1980s. We have exactly the same geological setting in Zimbabwe that we're pursuing, and that bulk mining boom just hasn't happened yet, with yet being the key word. The geology really is pretty much identical to that of Western Australia. So the opportunity we see there is enormous. Meanwhile, in Botswana, we've just put an announcement out this week where we're making really, really encouraging progress on our Kalahari Copper Belt assets, where we currently have just under 8,000 square kilometres in the Kalahari Copper Belt, and what we believe is one of the best remaining land packages that's available. Now, obviously, the copper market at the moment is surging. The outlook for demand is huge. And since we brought Dave Catterall onto our team nearly 18 months ago, Dave has really overhauled our exploration efforts in the KCB. And we're now moving towards what we believe and what we hope will be a high impact drill campaign a little later this quarter.
One of the things, obviously I talked about the scalability, and you've certainly answered that issue. The other one, which tends to be the big bugbear for private investors, is whether they're mining group or mining stock is well funded, and that is a standout at Kavango as well.
It is. So we've been very fortunate to bring the Consagra family on through their pure bond vehicle. They've now invested just over £7.5 million in Kavango since November 2022. They've taken a 52% shareholding in the business. This meant we would have to go through the Rule 9 whitewash under the Takeover Code. which was quite an onerous administrative process, and it sort of further underlines, I believe, the Consagra's commitment to our company. Now, in taking that 52% stake, they've indicated they are now going to act as our cornerstone moving forward. So with the funds that we've already raised and with their ongoing support, Kavango really is in an exceptionally strong position in a market that at the moment is in exceptionally weak. We've been going through, I think, probably what's been the worst bear market this market has ever experienced. And we are seeing now an increasing number of companies that are actually delisting because it's impossible for them to be able to raise funds. So while most of the rest of the market is in survival mode and has reined in its horns, really just try to keep the business ticking until market conditions improve, we've put our foot on the accelerator, and we've now entered into what we hope will be high impact drill campaigns. So with gold surging to all-time highs, with the copper price also, you know, back up at annual highs again, both of the markets that we're looking to make discoveries in are performing extremely strongly. So I think Kavango is very, very well positioned for the recovery when it comes. So as we know, all ships rise with the tide. But more specifically than that, I believe we've got a really excellent chance now of making meaningful discoveries with the work that our team is doing on the ground.
Ben Tierney, CEO of Kavango Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.